It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 25th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is ossify, spelled O-S-S-I-F-Y. Ossify is a verb that means to become or change into bone or bony tissue. It can also mean to become or make hardened or set in one's ways. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Alaska Dispatch News by Michael Carey. The Cultural Revolution was the product of Mao's fear, if not paranoia. He worried that the Communist Party was becoming ossified and selfish careerists were taking over. The skeletons of mammals originate as soft cartilage that gradually transforms into hard bone. In humans, the process begins in the womb and continues until late adolescence. This bone-building process has been called ossification since the late 1600s, and the verb ossify arrived soon after the noun. Both terms have come to refer to figurative types of hardening, such as that of the heart, mind, or soul. The words come from the Latin root os, O-S, meaning bone. Os is also an English word that appears in scientific contexts as a synonym of bone. And the Latin term is an ancestor of the word osseous, O-S-S-E-O-U-S, which means consisting of or resembling bone. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.